understand what black is. It is a source from which all things come, a security blanket for the stars. Understand what black is. It is not a color. It is the basis of all colors. It is not a complexion. It is the reflection of all complexions called human. Understand what black is. And from this blackness, passion flows like a river. Feelings tell the truth. Song and dance and making you laugh are family members. Understand what black is. The breath you breathe, the sweat on your brow, the tears and the cheers, balancing the world on your head. It's a glue that holds it all together. Black is me. Understand what black is. It is not some horror story of lost souls drifting in a land of perversion. Blackness is love. It's a light shining on a path leading to the sun, or caressed in the bosom of the moon. Understand what black is. A power you must yield to. A force so strong you try to sleep it away. A jolt to your circuits that say you must be electric and plugged into the sockets of the world. Understand what black is. Black is humanity. That beautiful chord on a 12-string guitar.
Understand me.
Brings comfort.
Understand me.
In turbulent times.
Understand me.
Food.
Understand you.
When there's nothing to
understand
eat.
Understand me.
Shelter.
Understand you.
When there's nowhere
understand
to live.
Understand me.
Making hope stand tall.
Understand
and not look.
Understand
black
me.
Nose.
Understand
enemy
me.
Four.
Understand
and
me.
Tried by fire.
Understand
and washed in the waters of life.
Understand me.
Understand what black is. Black is hot.
Understand.
Black is cool. Black is wise. And can never be a fool. Black is hot. Black is cool. Black is wise. And could never be a fool. Understand. Black is a hero. Not a villain. The essence sealed with a kiss. The stone we build our hearts upon. The shadow in evening's mist. Understand what black is. Bigger than reality. Blending in with the night to let the sun chill and watch the stars dance in rhythm to the music in our souls. Understand me. Understand you. Understand me. Understand you.
Understand.
Understand what black is.
Understand me and you. Peace be unto you, my beloved brothers and sisters. Sounds like throwdown time to me. But you say, Brother Eli, that's that throwdown talk I deal with tonight. First of all, I want to give honor and respect to our Creator, revealed to all and known by many names, which is the source of our power and victory in any encounter, in any battle, in any struggle. I want to give thanks to our ancestors, our positive ancestors, who are legion. For if it were not for them, we would not be here to continue this fight that has been going on for so long with the devils of this planet, the demons of this planet. And in honor of them, especially those who put their life on the line, those who actually gave their lives for this cause throughout the years, I would say in the words of the last poets, blessed are those who struggle. Oppression is worse than the grave. It is better to live and die for a noble cause than to live and die a slave. So it is in their honor that I submit this tonight. I want to thank the brothers and sisters from Reality Speaks. I like that, Reality Speaks, because we seem to have a difficult time dealing with reality today in the world. Back off time, I want to run away from reality. Seems like we want to laugh and play our way through this thing. And as Dr. Clark has once said, that great grand scholar of scholars, we either have to put race first and take our survival and liberation seriously, or we will cease to exist as a race. We will go out of business as a race. So we can't laugh and play this thing all the time. Now, I like to laugh and play just like anybody else. I like to have some fun. But you can't play all the time. There is the business, the very serious business of life. And so I like that reality speaks. And we have to stand still and listen to reality and not be overwhelmed by reality. To know that there is a power in the universe that created us first to represent it on this planet, and therefore that power, when we reconnect with it, can enable us to deal with any reality that we find ourselves confronted with. So if we no longer fear reality but face reality, we will be victorious in reality and not only be survivors but once again obtain power. So I want to thank Brother Jabari, who has called me 1,000 times on this, Brother Universal, the referee tonight, Sister Tekoa, and is it Sister Malika? I want to thank all of you, all of the brothers and sisters who participated in this, helped them bring this about. You know, you may not realize what it takes to put on a program like this. You may not realize what kind of sacrifices people have to make. So they have to be really dedicated, young men and women like this, who could be out jamming and partying tonight, decided to give their time and their resources so that this information can come to you. And I think they're worthy of your applause tonight. I know they are worthy of your support in every way. Tonight, before we get into our topic, I need to mention to you, usually I have to do what I call a black nationalist commercial, because we're not brought to you by any of the rich niggas on the planet. They don't invest in these guys. We're certainly not brought to you by any of the rich white folks, and don't want to be, because we don't want to be owned by anyone. We're brought to you by the auspices of the work and dedication and commitment we have as warrior scholars to this, through the works we produce in writing and through our lectures and in other things. And it is only through your participation in that process, in short, bringing it right down front, it's only when you buy what we produce that we're able to continue to produce it. So I know so many of you here have brought my tapes and books. I know today, whatever weight I have in poundage is responsible for the beans you have put in the pot. And I thank you very much, and my family thanks you. And I ask you to continue to do that. And so I brought with me, I don't have any books, but I do have tapes tonight. And I hope that you will visit the table. And I do have my special signing pen, my blessed signing pen, that is ready to sign your tapes for you. So I invite you to do that. Much of what I want to cover tonight on this topic of the holidays, several of the holidays I will not be able to go into in detail, but I do go into them on the tape. So I'll be looking to meet with you there at the end of this lecture at the table. Thank you for your patience in this matter and for your support. Now let's get on with, let me get my eyes out here now, and let's get on with our discussion for tonight, which is holidays from the perspective of an African-centered reality. Now, I don't know just exactly how I'm going to approach this subject tonight, because you know I'm part teacher, part preacher, part brother from the street. So I don't know how it's going to come out, but we're going to let the spirit and the ancestors move with us. Is that all right with you?
Yes, it is, right. We're going to bring the microphone closer to
you. And I want to share with you as much information as I can in the period of time we have together. Now, we're talking about holidays from the perspective of an African-centered reality. This subject I have discussed so often, I have gotten tired of talking about it. But obviously, there's still a need to discuss it. Just like people are still overwhelmed by the idea that Jesus was a black man. I thought we had settled this 30 years ago. But it's still a fantastic thing today. In fact, my book I'm working on now is The Real Jesus Was a Black Man. And I thought we had settled it. I thought everybody knew that. But then I've also had some other information I'm putting in there that I will discuss as we go on. But we're talking about this, and it's difficult because, as Brother Jabari said, folk think you're trying to take their pleasure away from them. You're taking my fun away from them. Y'all are just, you're just killjoys. You want to take everything. What we gonna have if we don't give these white folks this money? On this giving and extra, what we gonna do if we don't buy these clothes on Easter? Jesus gonna be mad with us. It's the wonderful good feeling you get from it. Brother Jabari used the example, you can get a good feeling from crack. Ask a crack addict. That's why they do it. Make them feel good. But what does it do to their life? You can get a good feeling from a prostitute when you take all your money you got and give it to her for one night, and that's it. You ain't got nothing else. And that's what you do on these holidays when you give white folks money you ain't even got. Money you haven't even received yet for a good feeling. You're doing the same thing as a junkie or somebody out in the street tricking with a prostitute. It's the same thing. I know you don't like to hear that, but you see these gray hairs, I don't care no more. I'm not trying to get along with you anymore. I love you. I want you to love me. I want you to be my friend. I want to be your friend. I'd like to be popular with every black person in the world, but I have found in these 58 years that that just ain't possible. So I don't care, but I love. And I have to speak what is called that tough love tonight. So you may get angry with me. I might not sell no tapes, baby. You got gas money for tonight? We're going to talk about holidays from an African-centered perspective. I look at everything from an African-centered perspective, and I'm getting tired of this dumbass question, why everything got to be black? For when you look in the mirror, Negro, what else can it be for you? For white folks, it's very clear. Everything got to be white. Right. Even for black folks, red folks, yellow folks, and everybody else. We're the only fools in the world that ask such a question. Why everything got to be black? Well, look at yourself yourself in the mirror and you'll find out why.
Yes, sir.
And if that don't convince you, if you don't convince yourself that you look like Tom Selleck or somebody, because we can't do that, you know. Be looking so black and pretty, but think we looking like something Clark Gable or something. And if that don't convince you, just the world of reality that you step into when you step out your door. Even with your big time job and everything, with the glass ceiling and all, you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah.
Those realities bring it right down front. Why it's got to be black? Has to be black. So I don't just stop at black, African-centered. Everything I look at from an African-centered perspective, which done messed up everything for me. I can't enjoy a movie. My wife don't even like to go to movies with me anymore. We can't watch television anymore.
For real. For real.
Thank God for the midnight hour. At least we still got that.
Yeah.
But you can't enjoy nothing when you have that consciousness because you see exactly what's going on. Everybody else sitting around laughing. Unless we are the only people I know where you can get to laugh at their own insults. You be insulting the hell out of them, maybe laughing at them. Well, that's all been fun. It ain't nothing but a joke. No, life is not a joke. Survival is not a joke. But let me stop now because I know I'm being too serious for you. Historical reality is what we're talking about. And that's what we're going to discuss in these holidays. I am not talking about belief. I don't care about belief. I don't care what you believe. Your belief means nothing to me. Your belief holds no weight with me. I may respect it and your right to believe it, but it is nothing that we can debate. It is a personal, sentimental feeling. It cannot be debated. There is no true religion because you cannot debate it scientifically and logically. It is a matter of what one chooses to believe. So that's one of the things you need to get up off of and start fighting each other. Stop fighting each other over there.
Teach.
There is the creator who is not confused, but we are confused in all these man-made. I said what? Man-made religions. Every one of them made by man. Every one of them, but you tell me it came from God out of heaven, this prophet, this God, this, that. Do you know how much blood was shed to make it as an established religion? I know you don't like to hear this, but we are dealing. I'm asking you not to deal emotionally, but to use your brain tonight. Don't run from your brain. It's the best thing you got. You got 10 to 20 billion brain cells, the greatest gift you have ever been given of any other creature on this earth. Don't run from it. And you will not offend God by using it. And yes, question God. He knows everything. And he ain't on no ego trip. You say God can't be questioned because you don't want to be questioned. Your ego can't stand up under question. But the creator of the universe from hand. Ask all the questions you think you need to ask. You give y'all all right?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
Let me get back to the subject now.
Church tonight.
I'm going to get bold. I'm not just going to take all five. If time permits, I'm going to take all six European holidays.
Come on.
As we call it in the African, some Yagomi. We're going to do it. We're going to talk about Columbus Day, an orgy of death and destruction. Halloween, the original night of the living dead. Misgiving Day, a celebration of horrors. Xmas, the merry mess. Easter, the festival of fools. And America's Independence Day, the 4th of July. See if time will permit us this discussion tonight. There's five basic points I want to deal with, and I want you to remember before we get into the actual discussion of the holidays themselves. Now, y'all might have to let me know about the time, like my mentor and teacher, Dr. Ben, I don't have time to watch. So you'll have to let me know. First of all, to celebrate holidays is very common for human beings. It's good to celebrate. As a matter of fact, as I study our history, which is my favorite thing to do, I find that in our great high culture science societies, that achieved and accomplished more than any societies have ever achieved or are achieving on planet Earth today, in harmony with the Creator and humanity, that we spent one-third of the year working and two-thirds of the year celebrating. That's why we like to party so much now, but it's out of context. You don't own nothing, you don't control nothing. So you had party as much as you used to, but we want to party all the time, but we love to celebrate. So if you try to take that from African people, you kill them. Because we celebrate, and it's good to celebrate. But there's one thing I noticed about this. There's one thing that concerns me about this. At no time in the history of the world do I remember any people celebrating their own destruction but my people.
Check.
I don't know anybody else who does this, that celebrates their own destruction. People don't celebrate the wars they lost, they celebrate the wars they won. Number two, the celebration of holidays establishes and helps to maintain a strong emotional, a what?
Emotional
and cultural bond between you and that which you are celebrating. And I mean, we're emotionally involved in it. It makes you feel so good. And it becomes something that you can't live without anymore. Because you're emotionally attached to it, like your soulmate. That bond becomes strong and you can't live without that force anymore. And that's how it is with holidays. So what you're celebrating has to be something that is good and to your best good, or you're being bonded to something that is working against you. Third point. One of the main dangers of European holidays is how they help reinforce the emotional attachment that many of us have to Euro-American culture, that we have to white folks. Black folks love white folks.
Chip.
We'll forgive white folks in a minute for things we will kill each other about in a second.
Right.
We look for reasons to forgive white folks. And they made us that way on the plantation. They hooked us up because they projected themselves to us as God. And somewhere there's got to be some good in them. And we'll put more energy into trying to find that good for which we have no historical basis whatsoever. And won't last a minute when it comes to working with black folks to get them on their feet and get them out of their insanity. I just can't deal with it no more. Niggas just get on my nerves. But you'll take a beating, you'll go to jail, you will bleed, you'll do anything to try to get the white man to act like what he cannot act like. He can't do it. Look at the history of Europe. He couldn't do it with himself. How's he going to do it with the people he fears more than any other people on the planet Earth? Think about that. So it binds you to Euro-Americans and their institutions, which does not work in our best interest. Now, maybe you can tell me something different, and I'll be willing to listen. But is anything that white people have created that works for us, that's good for us? Can you name me anything?
Yes, sir.
Even this so-called educational system is designed to make us Oreo white folks? So, I mean, what is it that they have that's so, I want you to tell me. I've been in this world 58 years, and I want to know, what is it that they have that we just got to have? And I mean, pay the price that we pay for having it. Let them continue to run the world. The ugliest, stupidest, most backward people on the planet run the planet, because the people to whom the planet was given has let them take the power and run it. And go along every day as though this is normal. This is natural. And go to church and call on God. God can't hear you because you ain't doing what you're supposed to do. The Creator gave you a planet. You blew it. You fumbled the ball. Now you're not doing what you were put here to do, which is run the planet in righteousness according to the principles of my act and the principles that were given to you from the foundation of the world. And you think by hollering and shouting you get God's attention? You'll get the creator's attention when you stand up like a man and like a woman. Confront this issue. Take on your enemy and know that it's when the creator is with you, no weapon that is formed against you can prosper. You claim to have all this belief, but you really worshiping the white man, not God. That's who you worship. You'll do anything a white man tell you to do. Anything. You'll be on your job knowing something you ain't supposed to do that is immoral and wrong, but you'll do it because he told you to do it because he holds your stomach in his hands.
Check.
I ain't mean to go there, but I got to go with the spirit, y'all. Four, European holidays were created for Europeans, not for African people. It was created for white folks. They did not create these holidays for you. They later on found out we can make a lot of money off these stupid niggas if we let them celebrate. It's that simple. It was created for their needs, not our needs. So in celebrating them, you are not serving your own need. You should know that by now, because by the middle of January, you're behind this crying and figure out where you're gonna break, scrape, steal, and borrow to get this money from to pay for some stuff that you don't even know why you bought. And I don't understand this thing. Why I gotta give you a gift because you gave me a gift? If you were sincere about giving me the gift, I ain't gonna give you nothing. And why I gotta give you a gift after, and what's this thing they call it? I'm trying to get into this, man, but it's taking me a while. Y'all help me now, y'all pray with me. I don't care what name you pray in, just pray with me. What this thing called Black Friday? Right after Misgiving Day.
Yeah.
They got you so psyched up.
Yeah.
You can't even go. My wife went to go to the mall to get what? You go to get something, stockings or something. She couldn't get in nowhere. Black folks got this. They got to give these white folks this money.
The next day. Quickly.
With the turkey still hanging and the dollar still in the chest. But they are there fighting each other and stuff. It's like, I remember as a child, man, it was like a throwdown time with people. And some of them bust each other in the head to get money so they could go in there and give it to this white man so that they can please Jesus. This is so confusing. This is so sick. This is insane.
Absolutely.
So, well, everybody's doing it, then we're living in a massive, humongous sanitarium. In a nut house. One big nut house. And if you were put in a sanitarium in the Bible, if you were put in a house where people were insane, would you and knew you didn't belong there, would you say, well, everybody else in here is doing this? There's somebody hanging out the ceiling, there's somebody busting his head against the wall, there's somebody standing on his head on the chair. So, well, everybody else doing something crazy, let me do something crazy too.
Yeah.
That's what you say when you say you got to do these holidays. Everybody else doing it. And then the really the one, and I ain't letting you off the hook on that. We do it for the children.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk about the children.
We're gonna get there. If I miss it, you help me get back there, all right? Five, most of these European holidays were predicated on their fears. Halloween is the fear of the devil and their dead ancestors. I'm gonna talk about that as I go on. Columbus Day, they were fearing the end of the world, so they were going around the world trying to conquer everything and everybody and get everything they could before the end of the world came. That was a state of the mind that these folk took with them. That's why they were so cruel and mean to everybody and everything. Misgiving Day, they were afraid of starving themselves to death. And the red man made a big mistake. We'll talk about that in a minute. Stop calling them people Indians. That's an insult. They are not. The indigenous red man, our red brother here. And Xmas was for fear of the devil and the imps getting them on Christmas Eve night. I hope we get a chance to talk about that. But it's on the table. And Easter was the fear of sin and its punishment by eternal damnation. And the 4th of July was the fear of the loss of control of their black slaves in the slave trade. Now let's move on. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Now I might have to do a little reading here just to keep myself in line and not get off track.
Do what you got.
Let's deal with the first one now, which is Columbus Day, an orgy of death and destruction. First of all, let me tell you that this man, this Jew from Genoa, Cristobal Colon, was a criminal. Let's get that established. A criminal. That's what he was. He carried the original crime gene to this country with him. He is one of the most despicable characters that have ever lived on the face of this earth, and he opened the way for the transatlantic slave trade. What the hell am I going to celebrate him for? Why am I going to teach my children to celebrate him? He should not be viewed as a hero by our children. And you walk up in the school, any of these schools that be teaching your children this, that you have to pay your taxes for the support of that school. I think you have to do that in Maryland like you do in Pennsylvania and everywhere else. Even if you don't have children in school, you still got to pay taxes to the school. Then you're working for me because you're taking my money before I see my money. So this is what you teach my children, and this is what you don't teach my children, and especially in a predominantly African community. I don't want no Christopher Columbus being taught to my children as a hero. But it's in the textbook, then you need to get another one. I offer you Dr. Ivan Van Cerner. I offer you a host of other scholars whose work is far more credible. But you are not going to teach this to my child, and my child is not going to celebrate any Columbus Day. And you go up to school on the first day when the school opens, get that stuff settled. Y'all scared of the school, ain't you?
No!
You're not, you must remember, they work for you. Now say this to yourself. They work for me.
They work for me.
They work for me.
They work for me.
I'm the boss.
I'm the boss.
So I tell them what I want my children to know and not know. That's what you are as the parent. Oh, they'll try to resist you. The school, boy, the school. We have to vote your butt in there. So we the boss. You take our money to pay for this, we the boss. My child does not salute the American flag. Huh? And they were making children who didn't salute the American flag stand outside of the classroom. I say, you do that one more time, I'm gonna be a wealthy man. I'm taking your butt to court and I'm suing the hell out you. Because you are working against their amendment, whatever amendment right that is, they have the right to make the choice here. And do you make Jews in this class salute a swastika? So how you gonna make me salute a flag that represents a country that enslaved and murdered my people? And it was legal to do it for hundreds of years here, for almost 200 years it was legal to do it. Even after they banished it, it was still legal in the South and other places to heap this horror on us, and they can still find ways to do it. So I'm gonna salute something that represents my destruction. Y'all still with me? Y'all ain't ready to throw me out of here yet? Let me see if I can show my behind some more. In spite of this fact, the textbooks in this country, in spite of the fact that Cristobal Colon is a criminal, portray this criminal as an honorable man, and they emulate his holiday annually on October the 12th. Or the nearest Monday now, they've started doing that, which shows that actually money is more important to them than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Europeans didn't feel that strongly about Cristobal Colon. They didn't really start celebrating it as a holiday until 300 years after the fact, in October of 1792 is when it happened. But 500 years ago, this invasion on the Western Paradise, as we call it, because it was not called America and should not be called America, that was an invasion. It wasn't a discovery. It was a criminal invasion on a people, because ever since they landed, the people had been subject to destruction. And you know what happened to us after they got rid of them. You still here?
Yes, sir.
In 1492, we mentioned, Cristobal Colon opened the transatlantic slave trade. He had been in the slave trading business since he was 14 years old. The first voyage he made along the west coast of Mother Akebu land, this now meant Africa, was to get slaves to take back to Spain and Portugal to sell them, to get captives, because we were not slaves, we were captives. So he started his career at the tender age of 14 doing this. So this was a regular way of life for him, this man that you celebrate on Columbus Day. And he took 10 Taino, or noble, indigenous people here and forcibly took them back with him on his return voyage to Spain. This was the first quote-unquote slaves he took from this country. Then Admiral Cristobal Colon instituted a reign of terror as governor of the island of Hispaniola, became the first South American dictator. It was Cristobal Colon. I want you to remember him that way. In 1493, in response to the fact that most of the 1,500 indigenous people he had hunted down and rounded up and sent to Spain to be sold as chattel slavery in the marketplace, they died on the way, thus making his voyage unprofitable. And so he wrote to the King and Queen of Spain. He said, let us, this is in the diary of Cristobal Colon, he said, let us in the name of the Holy Trinity go on sending all of the slaves. This is in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. It's written, he wrote it. Let us go on sending all the slaves that can be sold. Then he added, they are so timid and nice. With 50 men, we could subjugate them all, reduce them to servitude, and make them do whatever we want them to do. In my book, African People and European Holidays, A Mental Genocide, book page 32, I'll quote him here. He says, I've traveled many places in the world. I've seen many people in many conditions. He says, but these people here are so tractable, so peaceful are these people that I swear to your majesties, there is not in the world a better nation. They love their neighbors as themselves. So what did they need with his idea of God? They were already living that. So what did they need with it? They love their neighbors as themselves, and their discourse is ever sweet and gentle and accompanied with a smile. And though it is true that they're naked, that in Europeans, father, anybody that didn't cover their head from head to toe was naked. Because they had problems with their body, and when you look at it, you can understand why. And Dr. Wilson goes very heavy into that as to why in the ISIS papers. The one thing that they envy you of is your color. And then turn around and made you think you ugly while they still out there risking skin cancer trying to look like you. This is insanity, believe me.
Insanity.
And you trying to make yourself bleach it off, fry it out, whatever. Let me get to look as white as I can. Let me leave that alone so sisters be don't ram me out of here. Some brothers too. Jerry curls and things, but I love you anyhow. We got to talk straight though. We ain't fooling around no more. We ain't fooling around. If you don't want to do this, go ahead. Keep your head up that white man's behind.
Check.
Perish with him, but I want these babies to survive.
Check.
And to be victorious. I know a lot of y'all, there ain't no sense in talking to no more. But that's all right. That's all right. I'm going to come out of this victorious. Dead or alive, I'm going to be victorious. I can't take it no more. It doesn't, this cannot go on any longer. You see it about to fall apart all around you. And you keep following up behind this sucker. Blind leading the blind.
Tell the truth.
They love their neighbors as themselves, and their discourse is ever sweet and gentle and accompanied with a smile. And though it is true they are naked, yet their manners are decorous and praiseworthy. And then he goes on to recommend that these friendly and hospitable people be made to work and sew and do all that is necessary to adopt our ways. White folks ain't happy unless they're making folks do what they want them to do. That's not a man. Stop calling him the man. Stop calling him the man. You the man. You the man, brother man. You the woman, sister lady. Stop calling him the man and her Miss Ann. They're children. An unruly child wants to make everybody do its will. An adult doesn't act that way. So you're dealing with a child and calling it a man. No wonder you can't come out of the childhood stage. No wonder you're still laughing and singing and gay-popping and playing it all the time. In that same year, Columbus also escalated the payment of heavy taxes and imposed upon every man, woman, and child over 14 years of age. He issued an ultimatum compelling them to bring him 1 ounce of gold dust every 3 months or to have their hands chopped off. Upon witnessing this horrific punishment, a lot of the people said, hey, I can't get no ounce of gold every 3 months. And I've seen my neighbors who couldn't get their hands chopped off. I'm skying up. I'm splitting. I'm getting on up out of here. So they went up in the mountains. And what did they do? Columbus took troops with Irish wolfhounds. And one of the things that sold in the marketplace of the settlement of Isabella on the island of Hispaniola for a high price was the flesh of the indigenous red man, and it was sold as food for the dogs so that the dogs would get an appetite for human flesh. And they took those dogs up in those hills and they hunted those people down. Those who were not fortunate enough to get away, they would split their stomach open with Toledo steel blades, chop them up, and feed them to the dogs. These people ain't had nothing to celebrate about his coming. Nothing at all. And neither do you and I. First of all, I don't want to be identified with that, because the one thing that life will teach you, if you don't learn anything else, that the law of karma is an immutable law. And what does our people say? What goes around, comes around. White man gonna get his. I don't want to be identified with that. I want the Lord to be able to clearly distinguish. I ain't had nothing to do with it. I ain't in that. What me, Lord? I was a victim. My ancestors were a victim. Also, during that same year, Columbus went to surrounding villages demanding that the chiefs turn over the young women and the young boys to become sex slaves for his crew. I want you to think about that. I want you to understand, look, I may not get to it all tonight, but I'm going to share with you. You're talking about a people who had been on a ship, and these ships were floating cesspools. There was feces and urine all over the ship. There was maggots and flies all over the ship. They hadn't washed in over, it took 60 days to make the trip. They had lice all on them. They had all kind of diseases, and here they were jumping in somebody's womb. That had to be horrible. People of color around the world were known for their bathing, especially African people. They were the cleanest people on this earth. That must have been a horrible thing to have this nasty, slimy, nothing creature up on top of you. And that's the one thing they wanted to do. Jump on somebody's woman. I don't understand no black woman ever going with a white man or black man ever going with a white woman. Love don't know no color. Shut up. You don't know nothing about love. Because you first got to love yourself before you can love anybody else. And if you love yourself, you are not going to go with the descendant of your enemy. You're not going to do that. Plus, you break down your own energy power within you. Being black is not just skin deep. Shut up, you dumb Negroes. Color is only skin deep. You don't know nothing about science. You don't know the science of melanin. Why we are this color and they are not. And that all they can do is take energy from
your cosmic battery and not give it?
Your way.
So you wonder why when you get hooked up with them, you get cancer and all kind of other stuff. I'm talking science here. But I'm gonna leave that alone a minute. By 1494, because of the enforced, what kind of?
Enforced.
Sexual activity. Didn't nobody want their wife hoes? They stunk.
Still do.
Got to understand, what happens from here is in our hands. From mighty kingdoms of a distant land, turn the world upside down, yes we can. We just gotta rise up. So long, how far is it to get to where we're going? Don't you know together we are strong? We're gonna fight the madness till it's gone. We just got
Mi de su sin y a la me guarela.